An 18-member Black Volta Basin Board has been inaugurated in the Upper West Regional Capital, while with a call on the board to step up public education on proper management of water resources. Upper West Regional Minister Alhaji Amidi Suleimani, who inaugurated the board, tasked it to discourage farming near rivers, development on waterways, and sensitize people to the need to protect water resources. Correspondent Swala Abdul Wahab has sent this report.
The board is under the auspices of the Water Resources Commission. Its membership comprises of 7 district assemblies from Upper West, Northern and Bono Afo regions, Minerals Commission, EPA and Forestry Commission. The rest are Community Water and Sanitation Agency, SADDA, Coalition of NGOs in Water and Sanitation, Regional House of Chiefs and Department of Women. The Regional Minister Alhaji Suleimana asked the board to work in accordance with the guiding principles of integrated water resources management. He spelled out the mandate of the board.
I wish to remind you members of the board of your responsibilities and to emphasize that a lot has to be done. Specifically, you have to, among others, assist in the development and implementation of a comprehensive integrated water resource management plan for the conservation and utilization of water resources of the basin. Initiate and coordinate other relevant activities connected with the development of water resources of the basin. Assist in investigating, registering, and granting of water use permits. Assist in monitoring water users for compliance. Assist for the utilization and management of the water resources of the basin. Advise on any works or matters likely to constitute danger to life, property, or danger to the water resources.
The Executive Secretary of Water Resources Commission, Ben Ampuma, said the inauguration of the board brings to 6 the number of basins established so far. He said membership of the board was arrived at after a series of consultations with key actors.
Clear indication that the process of building consensus through effective participation among the many interested parties has been successfully initiated and has so far really augured well for the required collaboration among stakeholders. The basin boards have also brought about significant impact in raising awareness of people through interactions among the various stakeholders, especially the NGOs and the district assemblies whose activities we have given due recognition.
For the board to function effectively, a Water Resources Commission Basin Office has been established in Wa. The office will act as a secretariat for the board.